Hey, it's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our mind. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a free gift every week.
Warning, warning, take heed. Side effects may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15 minutes.
Hey, Mary.
Hey, Gene, how are you? I'm having so much fun with this warning because it's important to share and let people know that there are side effects to the show. Take a break with Gene and Mary.
Warning. Yeah.
Watch out. You might laugh. You might learn. And you might spend 15 minutes just having fun.
Yeah. Either on purpose or just accidentally.
Yeah. And you'd be in good company because at least 60 different countries listen to the show.
Wow. That's awesome.
As well as the other Be Unique radio shows.
Oh, yeah. Got what? Four new shows? Oh, my goodness.
Well, two brand new shows that came on last week.
Uh-huh.
We started out with Unscripted. Mm-hmm. And then Anna East joined us with Here I Am. Then we started Take a Break with Gene and Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was great and grand and wonderful. But other people got on board and said, hey, I want to be involved.
Yeah.
So, gosh, Jillian Harris, Worldwide Metaphysical Services, is the sponsor of Manifest Mondays. And Best Lifing is the sponsor of Best Lifing with Julia Brodska on Wednesdays.
Another great show.
Yes. If you haven't listened to one, just take an afternoon off and listen to one of every show. You're going to be amazed. And I guarantee you, you're going to find one that's your favorite. And when you do, I would
You'll be right back here.
About it. Yes. But I'd love for anybody, no matter what your favorite show is, email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook and you get the opportunity to receive a gift, a free gift every week we give out. We'll mail it to you no matter where you live.
Anywhere, 60, over 60 countries so far are listening.
Anywhere in the world.
So one of the things I look forward to each day is a word of the day.
Oh, I got a good one for you.
Yes.
Jam.
Jam. That's what I like to do when we start the show.
Yeah. Have a little jam session. How about on bread? You like jam with peanut butter or with almond butter?
I definitely like it with peanut butter or regular butter. Yeah, white butter.
Do you prefer jam or jelly?
Well, I could go either way. I'm good either way. Yeah, I like them both.
You're giggling probably because of what I told you earlier.
Yeah, I was thinking about the jiggling jelly. What was that your dad said?
My dad used to tell my mother when she'd walk away, gotta be jam because jelly don't shake like that.
Shake like that.
Or maybe it was gotta be jelly because jam don't shake like that. I don't remember. That was a long time. My dad's been gone about 35 years. And
yeah.
I was a kid when he was saying stuff like that. I had no idea that he was flirting with her.
Well, you know, and I don't even really know the difference. I can tell the difference by a spoonful of it, but I don't, what makes it jam versus jelly?
Well, that's a good question because, you know, today's topic is which is it? But I'm going to add this to it and look it up, jam versus jelly.
Because I know, generally speaking, I would say most of the time you aren't going to, I don't think I've seen seeds in jelly. But I have seen seeds in jam while simultaneously being able to find jam without seeds as well.
Well, you know, there's jam, jelly, and then there's preserves.
Preserves, yes. That's another
the
animal.
Difference in the three spreads come in the form that the fruit takes. In jelly, the fruit comes in the form of juice. So it's going to be clear or clearer.
Oh.
In jam, the fruit comes in the form of the fruit pulp or crushed fruit, makes it less stiff than jelly.
Wow.
And there are some jellies that if you put it on your peanut butter sandwich, it kind of slides off. Apple jellies, one in particular. It slides right off if you're not careful. Or if you put too much, it squeezes out when you bite into it.
Yeah, yeah. On your shirt if you're not careful.
Yes. And in preserves, the fruit comes in forms of chunks in a gel or a syrup. It'll have more fruit in them than jam and may have the seeds. And then there's marmalade made with citrus fruits in it.
So that would be, that's interesting, because I've never really had a taste for marmalade, but it's marmalade is relating to citrus, because right. I haven't really heard of citrus jam or jelly.
No, you're not going to find it. You might find orange preserves.
Well, I bet there's some science involved in that.
Oh, yeah, of course there is, because it's a cooking, and you've got this fruit or the juice mixed with sugar and pectin, which is indigestible. It's a fiber that's found in the cell walls of a lot of fruit. So when mm-hmm. it's heated with sugar and the pectin and the water, it gives it their thickness, and it comes, there's a certain boiling point. There's another kind of jam. There's
another kind?
Yeah. All right. So we talked about the kind you put on your sandwich.
Sure.
We talked about the kind that has to do with music. Mm-hmm. What about when you jam stuff into a small space? You push it.
Yeah.
You forcibly push something into space. Sometimes I jam my shoes in the bottom of my closet.
Yeah.
There's a traffic jam.
Jammed up. Forced in. Yeah.
It's a traffic jam. You're forced. Blocked. Now, my printer jams sometimes.
Yeah.
It becomes unable to move. The parts don't work because something is stuck there. Then, now that's all spelled J-A-M, which mm-hmm. is also the abbreviation for Jamaica, believe it or not. There's another jam with a B on the end that is silent. That is the side post or lining of a doorway or other type aperture. You have window jams, you have door jams. The jams of a window outside the frame are called reveals. There are small shafts to doors and windows with caps and bases. Those are called jam shafts. Exactly, huh?
Well, I mean, I guess if you worked with those all the time, you'd know what they were. I mean,
now here's one for you with some words. You're gonna like this one. Okay. JAM is also an acronym for Joint Admissions and Matriculation Board. Now, do you know what matriculation means?
Go for it. Tell me.
Oh, come on. You know it. I know you know it.
I'm just thinking of I would only know by the roots, because I don't know that I would use the word.
Education. You know, I wouldn't
matriculation?
Matriculation is education.
Oh, my goodness. This is one of my favorite parts about being friends with an editor.
It's the action of learning, basically, at a college. The action of matriculating at a college or university. It's an examination to qualify for enrollment.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm what'd you call it?
Matriculation.
Matriculation. Very cool. I've done a lot of matriculation.
Now, in South Africa, they have matriculation examinations at the end of their 12th year, which mm-hmm. is a school leaving exam.
Oh.
Or what we would call here, finals.
Yeah. Or like a GED, what you needed to know for that period of time.
This show is gone so quickly, and we haven't even talked about which is it.
Which
is it? The question was, which is it? Because I wanted Barb to look up, is it dead as a doornail or dead as a doorknob?
Okay.
And we have barely a minute to finish this. Dead as a doornail is an idiom, which means it's not alive. It's unequivocally deceased.
Right.
Dates back to the 1300s, is found in poems. It's found in William Shakespeare's works in the 1500s, and Charles Dickens used it in A Christmas Carol.
Sure.
It is thought that the phrase comes from the manner of securing door nails that were hammered into a door by clinching them. When a nail is clinched, it has been dead nailed.
I can see that. And I'm wondering if that, because I always thought that maybe it was dead as a doornail, because a doornail has to be about as solid as anything.
Yeah.
So that would make sense that it would be stronger putting it between two things. It would make it more dead than it would putting a hole into a jam.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
And dead as a doorknob mm-hmm. means entirely, unquestionably, and certainly dead. Its origin was possibly a misunderstanding or misinterpretation of dead as a doornail. Huh. How about that? I learn so much when I read what Barb has. I mean, folks, I don't have time to read all this stuff every day. I have so much else going on, but I learn. And then
again and again, every time we do this show, we learn.
And
it's like, we're here for you all to learn too.
Yes. So I'm excited, sad at the same time, because every show means I have to stop talking.
Well, but the beauty is that we can go ahead and talk again tomorrow.
Yeah, I have to stop talking. And guess what, folks? I like to talk.
Yeah.
I like to tell people stuff.
Well, yeah, that's what we're here for. And we'll be here again for you, everybody who's listening. We're really glad you came to join us. And you can always check out more of our podcast on our website at beunique.org. We have a bunch of shows to check out. So do look for us online, and we look forward to hearing from you.
That's beunique.org. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. See ya.